At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here in just a little bit, and we'll ask him about what these reports are. Again, alleged reports about the recovery from Michael Penix. I think it's irresponsible when people are saying, hey, the Falcons know that they're going to be without him for next season. That's not right. So if you're hearing or seeing any of that, slow down. We'll ask Coach about this so we can hear from him specifically. But there is a quote out there, Mike, that he has already addressed this.
He said they're going to make some different plans. The injury to Michael Penix Jr. creates and expect them to make some different plans in the quarterback room. Now, again, Cousins is a $57 million cap hit. Hard to see him returning to that number because he's going to never see – he'll say screw you about
yep.
some kind of restructuring of his deal. Unless, of course, he leads you to the playoffs. And then just say maybe you eat it and just roll with it. But I doubt that. But I just – the point is the article that was from JPA, you know, people have taken that and now turned that into Penix is now done for next year.
Yeah, it's stupid.
And like everybody from Pro Football Talk is running – we don't know the timeline yet. Eventually it will – now, again, as I said, worst case, he's not ready for week one. Best case, he may be here to work August 1st.
Yeah. I mean, it is December, okay? I mean, we're a week away. December gets into January, February, March, April, May. June is camp, right? You get into June, July, because OTAs and all that stuff happens. So if you told me he wouldn't be ready for the start of the season, I wouldn't be surprised. But I'm not willing to say without clarification that he is going to be out for a lot longer than that next season. All right, we'll ask Coach when he comes into the room. Do not worry. We'll get that cleared up because those reports are out there, and it's like, whoa, where'd this come from? It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Hey, man, as we're hanging out, getting ready for the Jets, we'll tell you more about that. We'll talk with Coach about that as well. Jesse Bates is going to stop by. But what a big college football weekend. Friday, I'm just going to run this down. Friday, okay?
Friday.
So tomorrow you get fat and happy and you enjoy whatever you're going to enjoy. Then Friday, Ole Miss at Miss State, that's noon. Utah, Kansas, 12 o'clock. Georgia at Georgia Tech, but it's at Mercedes-Benz. That's the 3:30 game. Indiana at Purdue, they can't have any slip-ups.
They're not going to lose.
They're not going to lose.
Purdue was god-awful.
They're not going to lose. 7:30. Then you get Texas A&M at Texas at 7:30, which, again, is a big game for Texas A&M. They can't have a slip-up.
Nope.
And then you get Arizona at Arizona State. So you got all these rivalry games. I'm not even mentioning, right, what happened Saturday, because that's when you get to Ohio State and Michigan at noon. Texas Tech, West Virginia, Miami at Pitt. Mike, the Miami-Pitt game is interesting now.
Yeah, it's at Pitt, and you just saw what Pittsburgh did to Georgia Tech. And certainly if they're going to get as aggressive in some of their coverages and some of the new looks, maybe confuse Carson Beck, and he coughs it up a few times.
You know he's good for that.
Not impossible.
He's good.
Miami's a little bit different on the road. CSMU game.
UCF at BYU. Again, BYU's trying to secure a spot in this college football playoff. Oregon at Washington. These are all the games are Saturday that could play out. Vandy at Tennessee. That's 14 versus 19. That's a big game.
Yeah, man. And Vandy, I mean, the cherry on top is to take down Tennessee.
No doubt.
On this amazing season. Pavia doesn't have another year of eligibility, right?
No. That's why he was talking about the Jared kid.
Yeah. After 8 years, right, he's ready to head on. It's like John Belushi, you know, as Bukharski. 7 years of college down the drain. So, yeah, we'll see.
Good college quarterback, Mike. He will not be an NFL guy.
No. I mean, I don't know.
No, you could be a backup.
You could be a Taysom Hill or something. Swiss Army knife, but he's not going to be a QB.
No, nobody's drafting Pavia in the first round. But he's got a lot of intangibles, you know. And I think here's what the NFL has learned. Johnny Manziel.
Right.
Right? And I'm not saying he's a knucklehead like Johnny Manziel, but that style of play and his size, all that stuff comes into question. He's not your prototypical NFL guy, but he's a winner, man, and he's shown that. We got Virginia Tech at Virginia. Virginia's a big favorite in that one. And then, of course, Alabama-Auburn. It is a night game this year, 7:30 on Saturday night, the Iron Bowl.
Yeah, man, and everybody who's a Georgia fan, just pull for the Tigers because, as we know, Alabama wins the tiebreaker with Georgia by virtue of the head-to-head victory. The game,
who do you want to see in the SEC championship? If you had a choice,
A&M and Georgia.
Okay,
I'd love to see A&M. And I think it'd be a hell of a game.
Style
makes the fight. A&M's defense against Georgia's offense.
I would love to see Georgia beat the hell out of A&M myself.
Well, for personal reasons.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did that come out?
Right. Now, West Virginia, I mean, nothing like the Big 12 with everybody plays everybody, so you get a game which has no meaning to anyone. West Virginia and Texas Tech. Big argument from the College Football Playoff Committee last night, and this is where these knuckleheads, they start to put their heads together, and you're like, what are you guys watching? The idea that, well, Texas Tech is beating their opponent. Of course they're beating their opponents by a larger margin. They play a bunch of nobodies. They're playing some garbage teams. They're playing Oklahoma State without its head coach. They're playing a lot of the Big 12, which is a whole lot of meh, you know? And I looked it up, and there's a couple of websites, and I know this is confusing, so bear with me, because the strength of schedule, it varies from site to site, from ESPN and their power rankings, but just something to think about when it comes to Texas Tech. You would have the committee believe they're beating down hot on the heels of the Georgia Bulldogs.
Yeah.
Georgia Bulldogs' strength of schedule, depending on who you're talking to, Carl, is pretty darn good. It's ninth, according to one website. That would put Texas Tech strength of schedule at 22. I looked up another website, another ranking system, and they put Georgia at 22, and they put Texas Tech strength of schedule at 81. So I'm not quite sure what metric the committee is using, but the fact that they're beating everybody by four touchdowns, consider who they're playing. Put Texas Tech in Georgia's schedule. They got three losses.
I am going to tell you that Tech is really good, Texas Tech. They have one of the best defenses in the country. They may have the best linebacker in the country. They force turnovers. I don't know, to your point, are they on the level of Ohio State, Georgia? You got to put A&M in there because, again, that's where they are this year. Or Indiana. I don't know if they're on that level. But I will tell you this. I think they're going to be hard out. And the thing about Tech is, Mike, and the only reason I know this, I'm just telling you, is because about 3 weeks ago, I did this whole tidbit on how Tech got here. And before they implemented the salary cap, the imposed salary cap everywhere, the year before, they went in and spent more money than they've ever spent. And they went and got some really good players. And then all of a sudden, the salary cap is implemented with college football, right, where the departments are paying the kids. Tech already had these kids lined up. And for the first time, their boosters, their collective, have gone all in, and it's paying off. So, you know, when we talk about you get what you pay for, this is a paid football team. It's very similar to what we saw
right
to the extent of Ohio State a couple of years ago when they paid all that money. I guess it was last year, and they won the national championship. That is what this Tech team is. They have gone out and acquired all this talent, Mike, and it's come together. I don't know if they're on that level, but I think they're very good.
I'm just saying, when you look who Georgia has beaten and you look who Georgia has played on their schedule, you know, you look at, okay, Arkansas Pine Bluff, Kent, Oregon State.
No, not on the same level.
Their most impressive win is against Utah. Utah's the top 25.
And they lost BYU.
And then they lost, again, they lost to Arizona State.
Oh, that's right.
An unranked Arizona State. Beat KSU, they beat BYU to your point, smoked UCF. But, I mean, what would Georgia do against those same teams? I mean, that's. I'm just saying. And then conversely, if you put Texas Tech on Georgia's schedule, I think there's two more losses there.
But remember, this is the same thing you said last year about Indiana.
Then Indiana got summarily destroyed by Notre Dame.
But I think your point is, are they a top four team? I don't think they are.
Right.
I don't think they're a top four team, but I do think they're a playoff team.
But I just don't understand, unless there's SEC fatigue with some of those members of the committee,
maybe.
Why is there a drive to push the Big 12 when everyone knows the Big 12 isn't as good as the SEC or the Big 10?
Because they're only going to get, what, one team in?
Right.
The conference champion is getting in, and it looks like it's going to be Texas Tech right now.
Hey, by the way, to your point, Texas Tech gets it done. Good job, Red Raiders. And I guess Monty and I guess M Texas Oil contributed a lot of money, Carl, for those who watch Landman.
They went in, man. Look, I don't know if teams are still going to do this, Mike, because, again, who's keeping track of all this? Are you going to tell me if Lane Kiffin takes the LSU job and they spend a little bit more money next year? What if they spend $30 million instead of the 20? Is somebody reporting them? I mean, honestly. I don't know who's keeping track. I know a lot of this stuff is supposed to be in-house, but are they sending these committees to these schools and going, let me see your records?
But again, but this is the stuff when you and I talk about all the time, you know, game control. Who gives a blank about game? The only thing that matters to me is strength of schedule.
Okay.
That's it for me.
Well, but you know? But here's the problem, and I'm with you. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. But the strength of schedule in every other conference outside the SEC is going to be less. So you're never going to tell me that the strength of schedule for the ACC or the Big 12 is going to equal the SEC based on the teams that are in the conference.
Right.
That's it's a losing argument from the start. So what has to happen for these teams is, Mike, they have to run the table in their conferences, which you are not you, but most people already think they're weaker, and then go prove it against the conferences in which they already everybody thinks that those conferences are stronger. It's a losing argument. You cannot tell anybody in the country that the Big 12 schedule is on par with any team in the SEC. The losing teams. Arkansas's had a harder schedule than Texas Tech.
And again, if you look at the, you know, Ohio State's finally going to play some teams now. They beat Penn State. Now they get Michigan.
Yep.
You know, I just can't wait to see when Ohio State plays Indiana. And then that, boy, is that going to be something. And how the committee deals with Indiana's one loss. You know, does Ohio State boat race them? Do they play close?
Right.
You know, I think Indiana's good enough to hang with Ohio State this time. But that's going to be very compelling. But the top-heavy nature of the Big Ten, and again, this is not, you know, if you're a Big Ten alum living here in Atlanta, sorry, the SEC just plays in tougher atmospheres,
better
against tougher opponents, against tougher players.
No, I think, you know, that debate comes from the Ohio State fans who say, well, you know, you've been to the Horseshoe. That's one environment. It's not the entire Big Ten. On a given Saturday night, the whiteout at Penn State is amazing. But they don't win big games, right? The thing about Michigan, they were only good when Harbaugh was there. Some of these narratives have to go away when you start talking about the conference as a whole and what it is. But some would also say right now, okay, it was Alabama, and they're still in the mix. But without Georgia, what's the SEC right now? Some people would say that. Over the last 6 or 7 years, what's the SEC without Georgia? So, I don't know, Mike. I think it's one of these roundabout arguments where we go around and around. But I will say this. This is why they're going to expand. This is why we're going to have more teams in the playoff.
Right.
This is why eventually, guys, I think we're going to go to 24 teams. I think we're going to 24 teams.
But it is interesting, you know, Ole Miss felt – what did Ole Miss do wrong? You know, I mean, they lost to Georgia by 10 points. They beat number 13 Oklahoma. At the time, LSU was a top five team, obviously. The wheels have fallen off.
Sure.
They did. Now, this is where when the other conference has to get in. Why? Why does Tulane have to be in this championship? Because they said so. Well, guess what Ole Miss did to Tulane? Beat them 45-10. See? I mean, that's what I'm saying. I know that we, in addition
that's a,
to...
By the way, that's a good win, though, now.
Right?
Because Tulane looks like they're going to be a playoff team. That's a win that you would think would still elevate Ole Miss to remain where they were. Day-Day talked to us today about this in the scenario, real quick, about... if Lane Kiffin leaves and how that could punish the program. And if you guys don't remember, Mike lived it. The Florida State Seminoles guys went through this where they had the record and the resume to be in, but they were punished because their quarterback got injured.
The expectation was, even though you won in an SEC road game at Florida and then you won the ACC championship, that you were not going to be able to do anything without Jordan Travis under center. That
right.
the second and third string quarterback was not going to be able to get the job done. And you know, then you don't, you can't say anything because the whole team quit for the Orange Bowl. So you don't even know what the. So it sucks though because it's a television show. If be fair and what's right has nothing to do with this. If this was the old BCS, Florida State would have been in. But with this College Football Playoff Committee, you're trying to create the best TV shows week after week. And Florida State, without their star quarterback, was not that good a TV show.
You know, it wasn't. And just like what you're saying about all these other things, what chance did you get Florida State to win the national championship without him?
Zero. Right.
And whether that's fair to your point, but that's what the committee said. The committee said, yeah, we can put him in, but how compelling is that?
But that's the thing. And then, you know, Florida State fans, of course, said, well, you know, we do have a guy named Jared Verse. We got Braden Fisk. We got some guys. We could turn some of these potential matchups into a real slugfest. And maybe we could eke it out. Never got the opportunity. It is frustrating, but that's exactly why, as you said. An Ole Miss without Lane Kiffin is not such a hot prospect.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Louisville was the team they beat 6-6. Not a compelling ACC championship, but they did beat a number 14-ranked Louisville.
All right, man, we got plenty more to dive into. Coming back here live at the Branch, coaches on the way as they are on the field getting ready for the Jets and preparing for this next contest on Sunday. Early start, by the way. That 4 o'clock start was just last week with the Saints game, that 4:25. It'll be a 1 o'clock start on Sunday. Also, Jesse Bates is going to stop by. Curious to see what JB's talking about and what he thinks about where this team is. You'll hear it all right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.